coming up on Surviving the Ordinary.
We know that you love us, but somehow we still do feel insecure, and we just want you to make us feel secure.
You know, communication is important, but I also feel that having a tradition also is important. A celebrity tradition together.
It adds this, like, you know, like excitement in your relationship at the same time.
Something to look forward to. I'm a type of person, I actually observe you.
Okay.
I know what type of hot dog that you like.
I know what type of hot dog that you like.
Bruh. What is your interpretation when your partner say this to you, okay?
What?
We don't spend much time together. Okay, so because some of you may not be married, some may be in a domestic relationship.
Yep.
Or long distance relationship or a situationship. Right, but
situation.
You still sort of brand the other person as your other half, you know, your partner in life, like basically that's it. So for easier reference for this entire topic, we will actually be using the term partner instead of like wife or husband, like in this conversation. So Azhar. Okay, I wanted to ask you this because I have this conversation a lot with my husband, okay? I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
What is your interpretation when your partner say this to you, okay?
What?
You're like, it's like PTSD. You're like, oh, what now? We don't spend much time together. Like, what's your initial thought, your reaction, and how do you respond to that?
I don't spend enough time. Huh? What do you mean? After work, I pick you up from work. We go dinner. We head home. We spend time. You know, we have good quality time. Dinner, talking. Or even doing groceries and all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
Do grocery shopping. Hey, grocery shopping is like a good 1-2 hours. Easily.
Oh my gosh.
And
don't tell
we
me.
We talk about what time you should buy, how you can save, all that stuff. These are all spending time.
No, man. Oh, no. I mean, groceries is, I mean, it's a fun date idea.
Yeah.
I'm married with 2 kids. We go grocery. It's more of a task and a chore that we do once a month or twice, once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It can never be a date. Like, there's no way our groceries will turn into something like a date. Like, maybe the first few times when we were, like, going out, yes, it's quite cute, you know, learning about our grocery style, what you order, what you like. But as time goes by, it's so mundane. For me and my husband, and we have established this, okay, like, Azhar is more like my husband in terms of
Thinking, logical thinkers.
Yeah. Yeah, egoistical, like, you know, stuff like that. So, whenever, like, I say things like, you don't spend much time together, like, with me, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean more of, like, an emotional connection.
Okay, you see, my point of view, when I say groceries or stuff, to me, it's emotional because you know why? I'm a type of person, I actually observe you.
Okay.
Okay, I know what type of hot dog that you like. You know, sometimes you don't even know what type of hot dogs you like. I know the brand that you like. So these are things that I do that you don't notice.
Oh, come on. Yeah, are we going to go there?
You know, like different type of pasta, different type of sauce. Okay, like for example, you know, like you like this kind of brand or sardine. You don't like that kind of brand. So these are the things that I actually take and, you know, observe over the years.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So to me, I feel that it's all the extra points and effort I've done over the years, you see.
Well, okay, yeah. I hear you. Yeah. Communication, you know.
Yeah.
I hear you. But see, these are the things that are, to you, that's like, this is signs that I love you. I take notice of these things.
Yeah.
But for people like me, I won't say women, okay? I won't say women. I know some men are like that too. But people like me, these are basic level, you know? Like, dude, this is basic level. If, like, after 10 years with me, you know that I don't eat tauge, but you still give me tauge, I'll be, like, damn upset. Like, this is basic level, you know? Like, for us, especially after 10 years of marriage or even 5 years of marriage, you would definitely expect something more. Because the first few part of the marriage is like, oh, everything is new. Open the door for them. It's like, oh, you open the door for me. Oh, so romantic. But every time you open the door for me, but after 5 years, yes, we appreciate it. But it's the norm thing. There's nothing like special, like as far. And we're not expecting like every day something special, but I think like once in a while, especially especially when like, you know, if I ask you like, hey, we don't spend much time together, it's more of like to nudge you to go like, oh,
A bit of extra miles, I guess.
Yes, yeah. I guess I have to sort of do something a little bit extra, you know, to make her feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it is. We just feel insecure. Like, we know that you love us, but somehow we still do feel insecure. And we just want you to make us feel secure.
Yeah, so basically, know? Assurance.
Exactly. Yeah. Assurance. I mean, how hard can it be? We go through life and work all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm very, I mean, you know me, I have calendars for every single task I do, from like work to groceries, even like movie nights with the kids. I actually put aside like once a week, okay? Like one-on-one time with my kids. But it's those things whereby I feel that we do a lot more for work.
Mm-hmm.
For your own, like, going to the gym, like, you know, you schedule that. Or doctor's appointment. Or even kids, like school. But you don't put that extra effort to schedule once a week where it's really just about love. Mm-hmm. You know, you and your partner. Like, this is every Friday night is me and my partner's time. I cannot schedule anything else. If somebody say, hey, can we meet Friday night? Sorry, I have something on. Which is me and my partner, we go out or we even stay in. And when we stay in, it's not like you sit on the sofa, I sit on the sofa, we both watch movie and just never talk. Or like we on our phone.
Yeah.
You know, this is where we actually do like our weekly meetings.
Yeah.
Things like, you know, hey, is there anything that I do that hurt you?
Yeah. So basically, it's just reevaluate every week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think it's nice, right?
Yeah, yeah,
it's like, course. Did I offend you anything this week? Do you feel secure this week? You know? Mm-hmm. Or you go like, hey, if you have this thing, like me and my husband, we have this thing. I told him every day, you must at least give me one hug. Yeah, I'm very petty and very clingy like that.
You know, for me, right? You know, you need to have one hug.
Yeah.
You know, usually when I sleep, right, and my partner goes to work and all that stuff, you know what I do? I make sure there is a lipstick mark on my cheek. You know, the thing is that when I wake up and there's no lipstick mark, I will call her or message her, hey, you leave to work without kissing me, is it?
Why she doesn't wear lipstick on that day? Or like she wore like lip gloss or like, you know, lip balm.
That's what
like,
she said. Like, that's what she said. You know? That's what she said. She always wear nude. Okay. But, you know, sometimes when you sleep, you can still feel it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I actually like that feeling. I really do.
Correct. So that is one thing that I actually have a practice over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And going back or coming in, everything is kissing. Mm-hmm. And also just saying, I love you at the end of the day.
Yes,
yeah, it's very important actually to feel
that. Yeah, like, exactly. Like, you know, and we evaluate that. I think if we do that, like how we hold weekly meetings with our team at work, I honestly think that your relationship definitely can be better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's for sure. You know? Like, making that conscious effort, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. No, I have to agree on that part, okay? Because sooner or later, you guys would know about more of my inside story. So, what I've learned over my past is that, you know, communication is really key. I mean, guys will be guys. We are egoistic. And sometimes we are actually quite... Oblivion sometimes, you know? Sometimes we need the woman, right, to give us a nudge. Like,
oh, my goodness.
That one, I have to agree. And sometimes, you know, that subtle hint doesn't work.
No, it's not.
It's not going to work. You're... So if you want it, just tell me, you know, what is it that you want? At least I get it. Oh, right, okay, then I can register. Then how I can improvise or even make it better.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I remember, I'm not a flower kind of girl.
Yeah.
And I told this to my husband when we were dating. But then like, after 10 years, right, you don't receive flowers, you start a bit like...
Well, you said it yourself. Like,
But
girls so, you girls, know?
Yeah. So I remember like, I actually like, I go like, you know, I really love tulips. And he was like, oh, I thought you like sunflowers. No, I do, but I really love tulips. And he was like, oh, okay, at least now I know. And like, still, I feel now, no tulips, you know. I buy my own tulips. And then I remember, like, there's a lot of time, like, I think I was in my youth days, mm-hmm. I would say, like, you know, in my early 20s, when you meet new people and you know, you're in a relationship, you try to, like, give them subtle hints.
Yeah.
And it comes to a point whereby I'm not going to give hints anymore. If I want something, I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
And then this is what I do. I told my husband, like, okay, you know what? Like, abang, on my birthday, I want this. Like, no hint. Sometimes I will, like, and if I want a surprise birthday party, I will create a group chat mm-hmm. with my husband and my sister in it. And I go, like, and with the name, Atika surprise party. And then I left the group chat. But apparently, right, that is subtle hint to him, you know. He's like, wait, what? What am I supposed to do? I didn't get any surprise party lah. To tell you first lah. That maybe my hint, it's too subtle lah. Too subtle still.
Going forward, right, I feel that, you know, communication is important. But I also feel that having a tradition also is important. A celebrity tradition together. Like, okay, let's say, for example, Valentine's Day, like, you know, if we don't celebrate Valentine's Day, what I do usually, on that special day, I will actually cook this carbonara, tom yum carbonara pasta.
Oh, okay, that sounds so good. Yeah. I haven't eaten anything since morning and you tell me tom yum carbonara. Like,
you know, a tradition thing that you can have it with your spouse or partner.
That's nice. Yeah.
So these are things that, how you can actually help and improve your relationship with your partner. Yeah.
I think it's nice. It's like a lot of people thought, like anniversary or Valentine's Day, we don't celebrate because every day should be like a Valentine's.
Precisely.
I'm like, no, like no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because life happens, you know, you're busy with work, you're busy with, I don't know, the kids and everything else. You're busy with your own like self-healing journey. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you forget to appreciate the other party. You celebrate like a day of love or your one-monthsary or something like that. I think it's nice because it's sort of like make us look forward to that day. It adds this like, you know, like excitement in your relationship at the same time.
Something to look forward to. Hey, you know, this day is coming.
Yeah.
You are already anticipating and hoping for something really exciting.
Okay, but how do you usually like prepare, say for example, anniversary?
Okay, what I usually do, I like to involve my partner's friends and families.
Oh.
Yeah, so basically it is like a joint collective kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't need to hold the whole
so smart. Yeah. I want to say like, oh, that's sweet. I'm like, oh, that's practical.
So it's actually not really, I would say it's more of like practical, logical, because you see, we as a human, we like to share our happiness with everyone.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you know, and especially when it's a joyful day, you want more people to be happy for you.
Yeah, celebrate, so you. Yeah, celebrate you.
When you have celebration with your friends, family or stuff, but you still have like a one-to-one with her, like, you know, a dinner.
Yeah.
But you have like a big celebration.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of thing.
So basically you like a full festival kind of thing.
I won't say like a you full have festival, like a... but at least there will be some good foods, games. Oh, like,
wow.
You know,
Okay, that's a full festival we call it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's a one-day festival.
Yeah.
For me, okay, this is my expectations, okay? Like, if you're celebrating, say, anniversary, right? When I wake up, there's like a celebratory breakfast already prepared.
Fair enough.
And then after that, with like a note saying, I got you a dress, wear this for our outing today. And you got the sizing right and all, you know? Then after that, you bring me, you take me out to a nice, like, you know, lunch, dinner, whatever. And then after that, we sit somewhere and do like an activity. I don't know, like pottery. I don't know. I'm just thinking like, you know, that. That's in my head. But yeah, something like fun together.
Yeah.
And then after that, we go home with the kids or with the family. And then we have like a joint affair.
Mm-hmm.
For me, like if today's a special day, it has to be celebrated from the day it started, like 12 midnight all the way down till we sleep. Like, but I mean, I'm asking too much. I'm just saying it's the dream, you know?
Okay.
And like, I wonder like whether it's the same for men. There's this one Instagram, That Socials, That Socials. You know, he would like go the extra mile, like build something for the wife or build something for the kids, like over the top.
All right.
I mean, and I see a lot more now that men are more expressive. But I think for us millennials, it it is still like 50-50, you know. We are a mix of the boomers where we don't show so much affection. You know I love you already, okay lah.
Okay, I'm a Gen Z. I'm not a Gen Z.
You're not a Gen Z. By the way, he's not a Gen Z.
Okay, so basically I'm technically the boomer society.
Gen X, nicer, okay?
Okay, you know that I really love you.
Mm.
Love or communication, there are the act of affection, the act of touch and all that stuff. But what I do is, and what I've been doing for my partners is that act of touch and gift. So that's how I express and value them. So actually, I've always told like any people who meet me that I am who I am today because of my partner.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, she has stood by me and all that stuff. So words are cheap for me, I feel. It is the act of give and the act of touch.
There are actually different type of love language, I would say.
Yes,
right?
Love language. Yes, that's what.
Like some people like physical touch.
Yeah.
Some are gifts. Mm-hmm. Some are basically words of affection.
Yes.
You know? Or some are acts of service.
Yeah.
So I don't say I love you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I buy you food every morning, you know, or I'm bringing you coffee every morning, that's my love language. So like things like you say, lah, right? Okay, you know the grocery shop, like you know, I know all the different ingredients. To me, I'm like, dude, that's mundane, that's like basic level. But for you, it's like, no, that's my love language.
Yeah,
that's
okay. I have the opportunity, you know, the advantage of like working from home and all that stuff. And like, when my partner come home, right, at one time, dinner is served.
Wow, see.
Yeah.
So ladies. So Azha can cook you dinner all the time.
Most of the time I buy. Then I just serve for the
table. Hey, you know what? There's food on the table. I'll take it, man.